Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Deshaun Watson reported with the other quarterbacks to NRG Stadium on Sunday. What does that do for him now that he's reported? We're diving into that now here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Cody Stutes, in for Landry Locker. So we know what this does from a financial aspect with Deshaun Watson. If he had not reported to the Texans, his $50,000 a day in unforgivable fines that the Texans could levy against Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
So we know by showing up, he's avoiding a $50,000 fine. And by avoiding the $50,000 fine, he's also getting whatever money he's owed.
Bonuses, yeah.
Things like that. He's also getting whatever money he's owed. But when you hear the reports that Deshaun Watson showed up, was cordial, but still very clear, I have no intention of playing for the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. I would still like to be traded. Did Deshaun Watson make the right decision in showing up, and or did he maximize his leverage in showing up? Now, it's worth noting, again, the caveat, he can only show up because the NFL hasn't done anything with his off-the-field issues.
Right.
So he's still eligible to show up and practice and do whatever with the Houston Texans.
He is. The NFL, and Albert Breer had a really good column on this, a part of his column on the Monday Morning Quarterback. I tweeted it at Lopez on Sports, if you care to look. But basically, what he was saying is the commissioner, Roger Goodell, had every reason to put him on the exempt list without, you know, with impunity. I mean, there was no, he went through the details of it, but he didn't. And the fact that he didn't kind of makes this even more interesting to me because exempt list, everybody, we're exactly where we were a week ago, you know, just kind of waiting, not really knowing what Deshaun is thinking, what the Texans are thinking. There's not this who has leverage argument. Was this a power play by Deshaun Watson? As I feel it was that was certainly a factor. Money was a factor. We're not even talking about any of this. It's just like, okay, well, he's going to get paid and he's not here. We'll see what happens. The fact that we are now here, and it's crazy, is both sides can gain leverage in this. It's not like, oh, you know, Deshaun Watson or the Texans now have all the cards. They can both gain leverage in this. It depends on what are you willing to put up with. You know, that's what it comes down to. Which side, what are you willing to put up with? From a Deshaun Watson perspective, you're getting paid. Are you willing to put up with not playing? Are you willing to put up with sitting out this entire year? Are you willing to put up with the frustration of still having to deal with the people that you want to get away from?
Are you willing to show up and operate as whatever quarterback they decide to put you in for an entire training camp and then potentially sit for...
With a suspension, maybe.
Yeah, or if the suspension hasn't come yet, potentially sit each week while the Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills experience happens in front of your face. Are you willing to do that? Because we've talked about this before, Deshaun Watson cannot show up and then not practice because then the Texans can still hit him for the $50,000. There's no such thing as a hold-in under the current CBA. This was a conversation with Dalvin Cook a year ago when he showed up, and then people thought he would just show up and not work. Well, you can't do that. Now, is Deshaun Watson going to walk out there and fail the conditioning test every day for the duration of training camp?
I don't think he can. It would be funny.
It'd be hilarious that a guy doing Instagram workouts for an entire summer all of a sudden fails the conditioning test for quarterbacks. Yeah. And probably, by the way, he's at like the top 1% of athletic quarterbacks to ever play football in the National Football League. So the conditioning test is not a hard test.
Especially after everything he's done.
Okay.
Right. And now from the Texas perspective, what are you willing to put up with? Are you willing to put up with the chaos, complete chaos that is going to surround this situation, not just for a couple of days and it'll go away? No, for as long as he's here. Are you willing to put up with benching Deshaun Watson? The quarterback of quarterbacks here that you've all been waiting for Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills. Are you willing to put up with all the chaotic, also, public relations hit you're going
to
take?
Are you willing to have first-year head coach, first-time head coach, David Culley,
deal with all this?
Walk to the microphone every day, and I'll give you a perfect example. Just to kind of show you how sometimes training camp conversations can be.
Mm-hmm.
First day of training camp for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger gets to the microphone. What's the biggest story for you and I on Ben Roethlisberger this offseason? He lost a bunch of weight.
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger had a 7.5-minute press conference, his first one after the first day of Steelers training camp, and not one Steelers person asked him about his weight. It was almost a non-story in Pittsburgh that Ben Roethlisberger had lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
Almost nobody asked him about it. The first question was about a rookie center.
Yeah.
Okay? Training camp is when you can ask about guys 60 through 90 on the roster, and the coach is probably thrilled to tell you, oh, Nico Collins looked great today. Like he ran some really nice routes. We like his hands. You know, he's big. But with Deshaun Watson's situation and the Texans, if they don't do anything, the first eight, maybe every question David Culley has asked is going to be about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any time for, well, how does Brandon Dunn look coming back from injury?
Mm-hmm.
How does Anthony Miller look? You just traded for him. Well, you know, how does he look? Everything's going to be about Deshaun Watson. And if it's not about Deshaun Watson, it's going to be about Tyrod Taylor. And if it's not about Tyrod Taylor, it's going to be about Davis Mills.
Yeah.
It's going to be about the quarterback position. And you know what? Every wide receiver who walks off the field, Deshaun Watson question.
Lineman.
Every offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Every defender. Well, you were in for the two reps that Deshaun Watson took against the defense. How'd he look?
Yeah. And then there's this. For the next however long, you know, it could be another year at least, These civil cases, there's going to be developments in them. You know, Rusty Harden is going to talk again. Tony Busby is going to tweet something again or Instagram something again. There's going to be some development in what happens on these civil cases. Maybe there's a development on what happens with the criminal investigation. It's not like we're just going to be sitting here with everybody quiet on that front until next season. No, the whole season there's going to be something's going to happen here, or Deshaun's got to do this, or this client is settled, this one didn't, or this criminal investigation is going to start, it's going to continue, it's going to end. So it's all that. Are the Texans willing to put up with that?
Should the Texans, and if they should consider it, what option, how much, you know, veracity should they do? Should the Texans considering letting Deshaun Watson not show up, excusing him?
Mm-hmm.
He has reported, but we have excused him from the facility. We have excused him from workouts. We have excused him from meetings. He is reported. He's not on the non-report list because we know he reported.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should they excuse him? I don't think that's the worst idea, but I do think it sets a very interesting precedent. It sets a precedent that if you want to play hardball with the Texans and you want to trade or you want a new contract, you can show up expecting to be excused if they don't have an answer to how to deal with you. Now, how many guys would you take seriously if, you know, Ross Blacklock in 2 years shows up and wants a new contract?
Mm-hmm.
You just laugh and say, get out there and let's go through the reps.
Yeah.
But a year from now, Laremy Tunsil shows up and says, hey, by the way, with, you know, this much time left on my contract and this much money, I'd really like an extension. I don't want to play with the current contract. I really like an extension. So I can show up and, you know, I can go through the motions and this and that. You can send me home while we figure this out, or you can just give me a new contract and I'll be 100% full go.
Right.
So you set a weird precedent if you just excuse him, because now anybody who has an issue with your front office is going to expect to be excused. And
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
But we've seen teams just tell guys to go home. Hey, right. You reported, go home.
Well, what it comes down to is, I just mentioned, like, who's willing to put up with the most? And there, you know, the part of it that is very interesting is the Texans have to be there every day. They're there until from now until the end of the season. Somebody's going to be there every day.
Yep.
Somebody's going to be available or made available or have to be made available by NFL rule every day. The same isn't true for Deshaun Watson. I mean, maybe if he's in uniform and running third or fourth team, you know, they'll have to make him available here and there, but not every day. He can do what he's been doing. Just sort of be in the back, you know, let other people handle all the stories and reports and all that. So I would tend to think, and as I said, as soon as this happened yesterday, this was something of more of a power move by Deshaun Watson than anything. And certainly he's in his position now where they're talking the trade could be almost imminent.
Well, and regardless of when the trade happens, it seems like one of the biggest things for Deshaun Watson was, I am not going to miss out on what could be a couple million bucks by not going to training camp. So I'm going to go get my money, and you can figure out what to do with me.
Yeah.
If I have to go out there and practice, I'll do that. If I have to sit on the sidelines, I'll do that. If I have to work out over on the side because you're not comfortable with my level of physical fitness,
mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to come catch my money every day, and you're not taking, you know, what would amount to a few million bucks when this thing is all said and done, when training camp's all said and done. You're not taking the few million bucks away from me. And then if you want to tell me to go home, I'll go home. Now, is Deshaun Watson going to, you know, not – is he – I mean, he don't want to miss $50,000 a day. Like, he don't want that fine. So it stands to reason that he also does not want to miss game checks if we get to, you know, 6 weeks from now or whenever the actual – you know, however many days away from the start of the season. Then the Texans are in a weird spot. Like, okay, are we going to keep a guy that we literally can't play
mm-hmm.
because he hasn't practiced, or we haven't made him the starting quarterback? We're going to keep a guy that can't play, that's going to be inactive every week on our roster. It's just a very – and who makes that decision too, by the way? Like, who is handling the intricacies of the Deshaun Watson decision-making right now? Is it just Nick Caserio?
That is something I want to get into.
Okay, let's answer that. Let's answer that next. Let's talk about that.
And who's going to blink first?
Who is handling the day-to-day decision-making on Deshaun Watson? Who may have a differing opinion mm-hmm. than the decision-maker? And who's going to blink first? That's all next. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Cody Suits, and for Landry Locker in the Loop, Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Who is making the day-to-day decision on Deshaun Watson's status and what he's going to do each day with the Houston Texans? That's what we're talking about now here in the Loop. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Cody Stutz in for Landry Locker. Who's the decision maker? Who is deciding? Because Deshaun Watson showed up. He showed up with the quarterbacks, and I don't know exactly what they would be doing today or tomorrow. I would assume he went through whatever protocols he needs to go through
right.
to enter the building. They probably had to show him a couple of, I mean, they got some renovations, you know. I don't know if you've seen the video. They got a snazzy new locker room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it looks very nice. I'm assuming they've done some other renovations, changed some things around. They might have had to give him a map of the place. He'd been gone a long time.
Right.
You know, I don't know how long. We're not just shining shoes around here anymore.
Introductions were necessary.
Yes. Well, and you know, I got to imagine some of the security guards were wearing masks. So he probably didn't recognize them.
Yeah.
Is that Joe over there?
Yeah, that's Joe.
No, actually, that's Steve.
That's old man Joe.
That's old man Joe.
That's old man Joe over there. No, Deshaun, that's Steve. Old man Joe works over here now. Oh, okay. Are you showing? But who's making the decision? Because Wednesday, when they put on shells or, you know, whatever the term is for what they're going to wear, they're going to have helmets
mm-hmm.
and they're going to have numbers on their jersey. And there may be some guys that have the old tape with their name on
there
the front.
There may be. Oh, I fully expect it.
You know, there's going to be some tape on the name of tape with name on the front of some of the helmets.
QT. Wait, you should know me by now.
They're going to be running around. Four could be out there
mm-hmm.
unless a decision maker makes a different decision, sends Deshaun Watson home, tells him thank you, but no thank you. Or maybe they want him to come out there, throw the ball around. Well, if you make that decision,
yeah,
who then makes the decision on how many reps he takes? So in your gut, what your gut tells you, who's calling the shot on what happens with Deshaun Watson each day? Because really, you've got to make a daily decision mm-hmm. on Deshaun Watson. It's not as daily right now because today and tomorrow are very similar. But starting Wednesday, you basically have to start making a daily decision on what you're doing with Deshaun Watson while you're potentially working a trade, while you're waiting for something to happen with the NFL, so on and so on. Who's making that decision?
Let me just speak generally before we get into those types of specifics.
I'll be a little more specific, but that is certainly going to be part of the discussion. I think this is why I wanted to get into this. I think Nick Caserio makes all the decisions and does all the grunt work with his staff and makes all the big moves, so to speak, including the biggest, which will be this. But some of those moves, he doesn't, you know, put his final stamp of approval on it independent of each other. I think some of those moves, clearly, that voice you just heard, Jack Easterby, is going to be an impact. Clearly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cal McNair is going to impact it. So the reason I wanted to talk about this, let's say there's a deal out there, two first rounders, a second, and an outside linebacker. That's the example I gave earlier.
Thank you, but no thank you.
I agree. I'm sure Nick Caserio would say thank you, but no thank you. But the longer this goes on, back to the conversation we just had in the last segment, and everything is just kind of chaotic around all these guys. Do you think either of these guys, Cal McNair or Jack Easterby, would say, all right, man, that's enough? Do you think they would use their influence with Nick Caserio and say, you know what, just take it? Because I don't think that's off the table. I mean, because clearly Jack Easterby has had a huge impact with Cal McNair's approval on some pretty bad deals.
If we found out the scenario that you just presented happened,
yeah,
that would sicken me.
Me too.
It would sicken me.
Yeah.
Because if you are going to not entertain the conversation in March, when you could have, think about what we would be saying if Nick Caserio got three first-round picks and some seconds and some thirds and a player here or there, and then Deshaun Watson's a member of the Jets or the Dolphins, and all this stuff comes out. And mm-hmm. that's their problem.
Yeah.
That's not the Houston Texans problem. Think about what we'd be saying. We'd be talking about how Nick Caserio pulled the wool
yes.
over everybody's eyes, how he pulled an okey-doke on the entire league.
Yeah.
There'd be fan bases wanting Roger Goodell to void the trade, put mm-hmm. it back, you know, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. If you can withstand all the extra that was happening in March, you need to be able to keep your feet near the fire here
Absolutely.
In July and August.
Absolutely.
You cannot. If you're Jack Easterby or Cal McNair? Because I believe those are the only two people that could influence or actually tell Nick Caserio to change his mind. Okay? You cannot shy away from chaos. You have to live in the chaos. You have to work in the chaos. And you have to stand firm. You cannot, if you're Jack Easterby.
Let Nick Caserio work.
Yes. You cannot. And by the way, if you're Jack Easterby and you're Cal McNair and Nick Caserio comes to you and says, I don't know, let's take it, you tell him no.
Yeah.
And you tell him, go find
a
better deal.
It works both ways.
Yeah, it works both ways. Okay? You have to stand firm. Those three, the decision makers, have to have a united front of standing firm on this situation. Live in the chaos that you created.
Totally agree. Here's the problem. We have examples of them kind of throwing up their hands and say, okay, just screw it, do it. You know, the whole Easterby culture, getting the right people in here thing has worked in the past, has worked against this team in the past. I know it was Bill O'Brien. It wasn't Nick Caserio. But what I'm saying is, does Jack Easterby and by extension Cal McNair have the same pull with Nick Caserio when it comes to these major deals that they had with Bill O'Brien, who was entrenched in this organization? Because they already made a horrible deal for DeAndre Hopkins, just moving him in the first place, which was it kind of pales in comparison now. So like, how could you trade DeAndre Hopkins, and now we're like trading Deshaun Watson?
It's worth noting most of their poorly constructed moves have been because they did not wait.
Right.
They didn't wait.
And they got emotional.
They didn't wait for the situation to play out with DeAndre Hopkins and see what his trade value is. Because, by the way, the trade value for Hopkins pretty much only goes up. Like, there was no way where it was going to go down unless something awful off the field happened.
Yeah.
Like, the trade value is going up. You didn't have to pay Whitney Mercilus when you paid him. You could have waited and see what the free agent market was going to dictate what Whitney Mercilus makes, which is, by the way, probably half of what he set to make with the Texans right now on this contract. If that. Okay? Waiting has been a scenario that would have been beneficial for this team in the recent past, and making a hasty move or accelerating things has typically hurt them in this situation.
And as much as you would think, you know, Jack Easterby and Cal McNair have given verbal support of Nick Caserio to operate independently, there's going to come a time, there could easily come a time where they say, all right, you know, because he's going to keep them informed, let's just do it. You know, tired of all this mess that's all around us, et cetera. And that's what worries me. That's why when you say, you know, who's going to make the deals? It's Nick Caserio. If they're trading for Anthony Miller or whomever, you know, but not when they're doing this. That's when the world's attention, the football world's attention is on this team, and they get emotional.
It's interesting that you say that, because it would stand to reason that if you believe in Nick Caserio to operate with autonomy on small things, on Anthony Miller's, which is a late round draft swap or a draft pick, or you would also want to empower him in the most important decision,
yes,
in the most important situation. And we mentioned before that it very much seems like Cal McNair does not want to be involved in a day-to-day situation, does not want to deal in a day-to-day way with this team. He would very much prefer to hire someone he feels is very smart to run his football organization. And then when they ask for input, an idea, can I do this? He gives them that.
Yeah.
He doesn't get, you know, involved in this. The unfortunate part is there's a Jack Easterby situation that we know either seems to do the bidding of Cal McNair or influences what Cal McNair's decision-making is. And we ended up with Nick Caserio out of Jack Easterby's involvement.
Right.
So how much influence through Jack or Jack through Cal do they actually have over Nick Caserio's decision?
We have examples.
And by the way, I think there's a conversation to be had that if a deal of this magnitude, you do involve everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't just let it go
person. But you trust Nick Caserio. Like,
right.
Is this what you really think? Is this the best deal we can get? Yes. All right, let's do it.
If this was a company merger,
mm-hmm,
if Netflix and Amazon were merging, that would be a Jeff Bezos idea.
Yeah.
But Jeff Bezos would consult with everyone around him as,
yeah,
you know, hey, like, I'm the decision maker for this company, but but I need your, like, is this a good idea for us? Should we merge? You know, it's just something like
that. Well,
you know,
Nick Caserio goes to Cal and Jack and says, I think we need to hold out a little longer. Let's just withstand the fire, as you put it. Let's just put up with the nonsense for a little longer. I think we can get a deal. My question is, we have examples of them blinking in the past, recent examples. Would they do that again? Would they say, no, Nick, man, let's just end this thing?
That's the scary part about is okay. I have a weird question. The fact that Jack Easterby seemingly can take all of the criticism and has not had to fire back.
Well, he's hiding. He's not taking it. He's just out of the public eye.
Other people have taken the brunt of that.
Yeah.
Is there any chance, because Easterby has been able to have shields, that, you know, we don't have to hear from Nick Caserio anytime soon. We don't have to hear from Cal McNair anytime soon. We know we're not going to hear from Jack Easterby.
Oh, when camp
soon.
Opens, they usually.
Usually.
Yeah, usually.
Usually
yeah.
The general manager talks around the trade deadline, but that didn't happen last year either. So, is there any thought that because Easterby has withstood a lot of this BS, that he would also have the, okay, let's live in the chaos a little bit. Let's just...
Well, yeah, he's not having to deal with it.
This is just a trial and tribulation we have to go through.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're not really going through it. Like, it's more David Culley answering 18 questions every day about the same thing. It's really not you as much as it's 89 dudes who are going to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, if Deshaun shows up, he's going to be asked to talk, right?
Absolutely. Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the quarterback, at least for now.
Be the most popular fourth string quarterback since Tim Tebow.
That's right. Maybe he plays tight end. Oh. I don't know.
Deshaun Watson has changed positions. So it's, who makes that day-to-day decision?
And what does it do to the relationships at that level?
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't even. How do teammates enter? I mean, there's a lot to get into.
No, I mean, those guys' relationship and David Culley, which doesn't really matter that much.
But. Yeah, I mean, I don't like the way Jack's approaching this, Cal.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of your boss, but kind of not your boss, so figure it out.
I'm out here every day taking these hits for you. He is. He will be.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The hits, well, you know what the hits are. The hits are lit, and they're next year in the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Presented by BaywayLincoln.com. You're in the loop with Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
The hits are lit. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Cody Suits, in for Landry Locker in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Big hit of the day is Deshaun Watson reported with the quarterbacks at NRG Stadium yesterday. Is there any thought by you, John, that this was a surprise to the Texans? Because, and I here's why I asked that. Mm-hmm.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It does not feel like Nick Caserio, from the little that we know about him, where he comes from, it does not feel like this would be a scenario or a situation where he would have no idea it was a possibility.
Yeah.
Was it a likely possibility? Maybe my thought compared to their thought is a little bit different. I didn't feel like this was the most likely scenario. I thought perhaps he shows up at the latest possible day. And maybe yesterday was the latest possible day for quarterbacks. But Wednesday was really the day most of us had our eyes on, not QB report day, which right. is a couple of days. Was there any surprise to Deshaun Watson showing up, or did they have a inkling that this could be a possibility?
Well, I think they definitely had an inkling. I think most, a lot of people were talking about, yes, he's going to come to camp because of the $50,000 a day and all the other money that he would leave on the table, or the Texans are inclined to not really deal him, take as long as they want, even if it goes into next year, et cetera. I think they had an inkling that he was going to come, but it does, it, you know, like the kids like to say, it hits different. It does hit different when it comes out, I'm reporting to camp, and this is the key part of it. And oh, by the way, I still want to be traded. Don't be getting any crazy ideas about I'm coming to camp and we'll figure something out. That's the key part.
The scenario that they did not plan for because it did not seem possible would be the most surprising scenario would have been Deshaun Watson shows up yesterday ready to work. I'm wearing a Texas uniform. Let's go. And that was not a likely or possible scenario. Thus, they did not plan for that.
And he made it very clear, I'm coming, but I want out.
I really do wonder if that is Nick Caserio asking Deshaun Watson that. If Nick Caserio gets a message from Deshaun Watson's representation as mm-hmm. he's showing up. Hey, Deshaun's coming in. He's going to report. And we still like a trade.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by how that process went. And it may be years before we find out the minute by minute of how that happened. But it is interesting to me how that worked. What did Deshaun Watson say? How did he say it? And, you know, what was the initial reaction? Who did he say it to?
Yeah.
Did they have to intro him to Cully in person? This would have been, in theory, the first time he could meet David Cully in person.
Yeah, they had the phone conversation.
Right. Right. So there's a lot of granular things that I would be fascinated to know about him showing up, regardless of how much they planned or didn't plan for him to show up.
I don't think it was a surprise, but I think it became something that really got the ball rolling to where we are now. And by the way, speaking of the hits, I mean, it's just thing after thing right now. You know, people reporting that the Texans have pretty much opened their phone lines wide open and are having these conversations now. And exactly. And there are other things as well that are happening. Hello? Hello, Nick? No, this is Jack. Oh, no!
Did I dial the right number?
Yeah,
yes,
you did. Yeah, you did.
Are you sure?
Oh, here's another point that I think is important with regard to why I think the trade could happen, not just because of the reports we're getting this morning, you know, before the season. Right now, Deshaun Watson's no-trade clause doesn't matter a bit. He wants out. He just wants out.
Well,
but as you go over the course of the season, and there are teams out there in the top 2-3 places in the draft, it might become a factor again. You know, Deshaun is going – they're not going to just keep him on the side forever. He's going to get traded.
I'm glad you brought up the no-trade clause because it would stand to reason it is easier to find out if he has any qualms with deal A, deal B, deal C that the Texans may have. If he's in the building and you can maybe walk down the hallway and say, hey, call your agent. We got to deal with Denver.
Yeah.
Make sure you're okay with it because he can veto any trade.
Mm-hmm.
He can veto any trade.
And he probably won't at this point. But at the end of next season, he might.
So there's one team that I'm surprisingly has still been linked. I saw this pop around on some of the reports, and we'll get into the trade conversation here in just a minute. If the Patriots wanted to trade for him, I think he'd veto it.
You do?
I do.
Why?
I don't believe he would want to be a part of that Patriots culture, knowing what we know about Deshaun Watson, hearing some of the players talk about what it's like up there, and perhaps one of the reasons, because by the way, Deshaun Watson has never in detail explained why he doesn't want to be a member of the Houston Texans anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He may have to if
Andre
he has to.
Johnson has.
Sure, correct. He may have to if he steps to the podium on whatever day, if he tries to work out or play. I would assume there's an element of the Patriots South criticism of the Texans that Deshaun Watson doesn't love. And if he doesn't a piece of Patriots South, now I'm making an assumption here,
but
if he doesn't love a piece of Patriots South, why would he love the actual Patriots situation?
Right, well, maybe because the people that are really bothering him from the actual Patriots are Patriots South.
True, true. Yeah. Also, by the way, the Patriots might be the only wide receiver crew that I wouldn't take over the Texans.
No kidding.
That is a bad crew up there.
Yeah.
Bad crew. Now, you have one of the greatest coaches of all time, maybe the greatest coach of all time. You have a nice offensive line. Solid defense. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You could probably win right away. But
still got to throw the ball.
You still got to throw the ball to somebody. Mm-hmm. And just your general enjoyment day to day, it seems like it's less from all the Now, winning's great.
Yeah.
But Deshaun Watson may say, you know what? Patriots sound nice, but I feel like I could win somewhere and have more fun and maybe, I don't know, Denver, Miami, Philly, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't even know how serious that would be, you know, for the Patriots, but that's a fair point. I think Deshaun right now is – I'll go back to what I said just a little bit ago. I think it's the most important thing. Who's going to blink first? Who's going to blink first among the power three with the Texans? And maybe Deshaun at some point, his representation, he gets tired of being out there and watching, you know, being a part of it, so-called, you know, bedlam that's all around him and then not playing football. At his core, he's a competitor. You know, he wants to play football. We've seen the videos and everything.
Sure.
He wants to play. He's sending that message. So which side's going to blink first?
Stepping on a field with cleats and throwing a football
is a happy place.
Is the one place where Deshaun Watson doesn't have to think about 22.
Yeah.
Accusations against him and a potential criminal investigation.
Right.
That is a place where he can put that out of his mind.
It's a happy place.
Now, will he get that opportunity remains to be seen because the Texans can tell him to go home. Thank you. You've reported. We'll pay you. Go home. You're a distraction.
Yeah.
We don't want you as a part of this organization.
What are the odds of that happening now? I thought it was on the table. It's still clearly on the table.
To me,
it just seems like things are moving a lot quicker.
The best case scenario, least distraction that existed for the Deshaun Watson situation was the NFL steps in, puts him on the commissioner's exempt list. That has not happened.
Yeah.
The second best one is Deshaun Watson reports and Nick Caserio and company say, go home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be here. We don't want you here. And we'll do everything we can to find you a willing trade partner to send you to. As soon as we get what we want for you.
Yeah.
And then at that point, Deshaun Watson can't say, well, no, actually, I'd like to just work out. Oh, so you want to be a member of the Texans now? So you're rescinding your trade request? Well, no, I'm not. Okay, then go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go home. Go call Quincy. Hit the park. Because we don't want you lifting in the weight room either. Go call Quincy. Hit the park. Go to Lifetime. Get your lift in.
Lifetime.
Okay. And we'll talk to you when we have a trade.
Wait in line behind some dude, you know, with the ear pods on, just sitting on the bench. I hate when people sit on the bench.
Yes.
I feel like based on everything that's happened in the last couple of days, that's not as big an option anymore of just, you know, paying him and sending him home. I think both sides are realizing this is getting real, man. You know, this is getting something that we have to make a decision on. And that's why I think the Texans might have had something to do. Even if they didn't have something to do with it, they're not going to be upset by all these reports of him showing up and all this other stuff because I think they're trying to juice that value a little more.
You know what you could do?
Mm-hmm.
Is you could have him – now this would be a this would be sort of a power move by the Texans that might annoy Deshaun Watson, but also could injure a little bit a trade discussion. You could have him show up for a week, practice for a week, and then tell him to go home.
Yeah, you know, well, what does that do, though?
He was too much of a distraction here. We're going to send him home.
Yeah.
We thought we could make this work. We wanted to give him an opportunity, and we've decided that he's a distraction to the team and the organization.
Well, the whole league knows now that you are open for trades today. See, and
after the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
So the one reason you didn't want to do that before, what you're talking about, just sending him home and paying him, is because then you're just telegraphing, all right, we're just, you know, you can have us over a barrel. So now that the whole league already knows that you are open for discussions to make a trade today, I think that maybe a bigger possibility now that I think about it, what you're talking about, because like, it's not that you're trying to hide anything. I mean, they know you're open for business, you know.
I have a follow up question about the potential in sending him home versus having him in the building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Small, minuscule chance.
Yeah.
But this is a human being that 4 years ago got hurt in practice.
Oh, I agree.
And I don't know if it's more or less likely that he gets hurt at the facility or away from the facility, because Cam Akers was working out, getting ready for the season, and blew his leg out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was his Achilles. So it may be just as likely that he gets hurt away from the facility as opposed to, and maybe you could make the argument, well, if he's here, we know exactly what he's doing. We know exactly how much we can give him. And maybe we limit what he does, and then he doesn't do some hard Instagram workout every single day getting ready for a different team. He's here. He works out over on the side. We know he's not going to, you know, do some sort of drill
that
puts him in danger. Because the last thing that you can have happen as the Houston Texans is to have Deshaun Watson go out there as QB4 and blow his leg out.
Absolutely.
That cannot happen.
You know what's funny? And this is a testament to how little power David Culley really has. We haven't even really mentioned him too much today. You know, most NFL head coaches, if this were happening, would be stomping their feet, kicking in a door, saying, the hell he's going to be on the field. I've got a team to put on the field. I'm not going to waste two snaps with this guy that's going to be traded. But we're not even talking about that very much because he doesn't have the power, number one. You know, as a head coach, I would be like, is he going to be on the team or not? No, you're trading him? Well, then get rid of him or sit him out because it's a distraction for my team that I'm trying to get ready. We're losing reps. My quarterbacks that are both new are losing reps, and we'll be wasting time with the other 10 guys on the offense and 11 guys on the defense if we put him out there for 2-3 snaps every day.
I've got 89 other guys, and specifically 3 other guys that I have to worry about.
Yeah.
I cannot worry about him.
Let's not keep this charade up. If you're trading him and you're telling me you're trading him, either do that or send his ass out of here.
Is there a chance?
But David Culley doesn't have that power.
True. Is there a chance prior to Wednesday it is known, and the official organizational stance of the Texans is Deshaun Watson is being traded. We We are listening to offers, and he will not practice for us. He will not play for us.
I think there's a chance. There are reports all over the place now that they're actively shopping him more so than ever.
Ian Rappaport said as much on the NFL Network that, hey, the Texans are listening to Deshaun Watson trade offers.
A new development in the situation surrounding Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. The Texans are now willing to listen to trade offers for Deshaun Watson. And this has been very quietly going on for some time, but it is now, I would say, a little more out in the open. And the fact that the Houston Texans and Deshaun Watson did have a meeting yesterday, he was, as Pelissero notes, very respectful, but clear that he does want to be traded and has no plans to play in Houston. The team is now willing to at least receive and return phone calls to discuss a potential mega deal involving Watson.
There you go.
Been happening for a little while, or just for paraphrasing.
And we've been presuming and been told in certain circles that, you know, they're talking, but it's active now, and it's kind of ratcheting up even more.
Are there any teams that just don't even want to listen? That would be interested, but don't want to listen with the lingering off the field stuff?
I don't know. I mean, football and what happens on the field trumps everything for most of these people.
There are three organizations that I think are Deshaun Watson candidates that would be content to live with the commissioner's potential punishment. Because, by the way, Ben Roethlisberger had one accusation and missed time because of it. Ezekiel Elliott had one accusation and missed time of it because of it. Deshaun Watson has 22 accusations.
Yeah.
It is almost impossible for him to avoid missing some sort of time via the NFL suspending him. When I think about teams that, from a roster standpoint and from a just a culture standpoint, could acquire Deshaun Watson and just wait. And just, you know, even if it's all of 2021, just wait. The Broncos, Dolphins, and Washington football team jump to mind. Notice I didn't say Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't believe their fan base would, their fan base would not appreciate.
They'd want him.
They would want him playing in 2021. But the Broncos have two quarterbacks that they could run out there for the duration of 2021 or a portion of 2021, and Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Lock. In theory, in this scenario, the Dolphins have Tua. Although I would say most Texans fans would say if you're going to trade with the Dolphins, why not get Tua? And then with the Washington football team, they have Ryan Fitzpatrick for the duration of 2021 or for a portion of 2021 while you wait for Deshaun Watson to be eligible to play.
Right.
If it's eight games, if it's nine games, and I would tell you most teams would be okay with seven or so games of Deshaun Watson in 2021, especially if they thought they could float and be in the playoff hunt through the first, you know, 10 weeks or so, and then be able to get Deshaun Watson on the field. By the way, Dolphins playoff team, Washington football team playoff team, stands to reason they could be in the playoff hunt and then add Deshaun Watson post-suspension.
Absolutely. Look, anybody in Miami would say, look, you know, we're a potential playoff team here. We're a 10-win team. Would you rather have Tua or Deshaun Watson with all the baggage? Deshaun Watson with all the baggage.
Right.
Same thing with Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts, young, might be something there. You know, all kinds of possibilities. We like our squad. Would you rather have him or Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson. Just go down the list. That's why I say whatever you can do on the field, people will put up with the other stuff. And I don't – look, outside of a criminal investigation and him getting sent to jail or something – Even the 22 allegations, that is, everybody's talking about a settlement. And even if it's not a settlement, that's not going to court until 2022.
You'll still have some very interesting questions for ownership, for decision makers.
Yeah.
Do you care about violence against women? Do you care about sexual assault? Those and you mentioned it. A lot of teams may be willing to put up with those questions, those thoughts about their team, if they can get Deshaun Watson on the football field in 2021.
Yeah.
And potentially Nick Caserio knows that in these negotiations. Oh, you'll put up with it. That's fine. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Send the picks on over.
Right, exactly.
Send the picks on over. Plenty more to get to. Your thoughts as well, 713-572-4610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Cody Stutes, in for Landry Locker. Deshaun Watson showed up What's next for the Texans and Deshaun Watson as he showed up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.